Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Web Only Wednesdays on Cody Talks. It's Wednesday, January 31st. Seems stupid that January's already almost over when I'm still dating things 2012. I'm now a whole year and a month behind. I have a really exciting guest today. It's always cool for me when I feel like, and I'm almost to the point that I feel like Jay's a longtime friend of mine. Like, he's the guy, if I'm in his neck of the woods, that I call to crash at his house. And I just realized that this is the first time I've ever heard his voice, I think. I've never seen him in person. I don't think, Jay, have I ever, we never even talked on the phone, have we?
Never.
Yeah, and it's really weird that I have this weird, just through Twitter, maybe I'm an idiot or something, that I'm willing to stay at your house because we've known each other on Twitter for a couple of years. But it's a cool thing for me when you make those relationships with people and you get to the point that, I mean, I just feel like I know you, and if, like, you would be mad if I went through your hometown and we didn't have a beer or something. But I've never talked to you in my life.
Absolutely.
So, Jay, you're the title of the show today is Jay Saves Pugs. I made that the title, and then I hope that everyone else that's there with you didn't take any offense to that, that they're also saving pugs. But the way this show works is I do no research or work beforehand whatsoever, and I rely totally on the guests to give us a little bio. So just tell us a little bit who Jay Grant is. You know, where do you live? What do you do? What's going on with Jay Grant?
Well, how long's your show, Cody? like you said, I'm Jay Grant. I live in right outside of Jackson, Tennessee, in a town called Huntingdon, about halfway between Memphis and Nashville. We own a fast food restaurant up in Huntingdon, and on the side, I guess you could say it's on the side because it's more like a full-time job now. We rescue pugs all over North America.
Okay, you rescue pugs, which, first of all, I think pugs have a pugs are so ugly that they're cute, right? I mean, is that a fair definition? Or I actually kind of mean that. I mean, they really are so odd looking that you just go, like, the first time a 6-year-old kid ever sees a pug, they kind of jump back and go, oh.
Right.
What happened to that dog? And then you're kind of like, wow, it's really cool and great for internet memes.
Totally different from any other breed out there. You gotta love the flat face.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you do, literally. It's amazing how they are just so weird looking that they're cute and fascinating. Why I've always been fascinated with the breed specific rescue groups. Why pugs? Why are you involved in pug rescue?
You know, it's a funny story. I'm relatively new to actually pug rescue. I wanted a pug and I got one about a year ago. Her name's Charlie. A friend of mine on Facebook jumps up and says, hey, a friend of mine's got a pug that she needs a home for. So did a little research on it, jumped in the car, drove out to some little town in Missouri, picked up Sophie, my next one, brought her home, fell in love with her on the way home, and it kind of went snowballing after that. Everybody starts contacting me, and they're like, hey, so-and-so's got a pug, and we need some help rescuing it. So, yeah, that kind of rolled into that. And then I got introduced to the ladies at Mid-South Pug Rescue, and it's all history from there.
And what, like, okay, give us a little bit of the overview of Mid-South Pug Rescue. For those of you listening in, if you're watching it on Cody Talks, well, it's web only, so you have to be or you're not enjoying it. There's a link both to the Mid-South Pug Rescue website and to Jay on Twitter right below the video of this if you're watching it on Cody Talks. MidSouthPugs.org, is that right? Is there an S at the end of it on the website? Don't let me mess that up.
MidSouthPugs.org.
Okay, so MidSouthPugs.org if you want to follow up with this. and go any further with it, find out more information about them than Jay and I ramble on about here. But give me a description of that. You said the ladies at Mid-South Pugs. Is that are there folks that it's a full-time job?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. It's an all-the-time thing. I know Cheryl and Mad Dog, they're the ones who run Mid-South Pugs here in Memphis. They're here with me, and then my partner's with me who helped me in West Tennessee, Jeremy. They've been in it, 2 years now?
Yeah, we've been running the Mid-South Pug Rescue for a little more than 2 years, but we've been involved with Pug Rescue for about 14 years now. And when the lady had Memphis Pug Rescue, who had run that for 10 years, decided to retire, then there was a void, and there were still a lot of pugs that need to be rescued. So that's how Mid-South Pug was born, and we've been doing that ever since. Jay actually found us on Facebook and just sent us a message and saying, hey, I just want to introduce myself, and I like to do a little bit of rescue, and I like pugs. And so we pounced on that because we are all volunteers, and we run strictly on donations. So when somebody says, I want to help, we take full advantage of that. And that's how we got Jay involved. And because he's so tech-savvy, he got us on Twitter, and he gets the word out. He really uses Facebook way more than we were using it, and he's been a good favorite for us.
Is that a compliment or a knock on how much you're on Facebook, Jay?
It would depend on if my dad's listening or not. My real job.
So I'm assuming that was Cheryl talking right there, giving us that scoop.
That was Cheryl.
And then did you say that the other person in the room is Mad Dog?
Mad Dog. You got to meet Mad Dog.
Mad Dog, what's up?
Not. How about you?
Nothing, man. I'm just sitting here talking with you guys. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good for a nasty rainy day, but, you know.
Is there a story behind the name? I mean, is it safe to assume that your mom didn't name you Mad Dog? You generated that name.
I generated that name. I'm retired from the Navy, and it was kind of pretty much my call sign. I don't think it has anything to do with my lack of patience or.
Can I say with nothing but a compliment intended that your voice makes me want to call you Mad Dog too?
Well, 40-some years of smoking cigarettes and screaming at stupid people, it'll have an effect on your voice.
Well, and at the same time, you know, if you had some high-pitched, girly voice, Mad Dog would have never stuck.
Oh, that's true, too.
You know what I mean? It's perfect. It's amazing how nicknames end up being incredibly descriptive.
It does fit.
So,
and then screaming at pugs for 40 years, get your hard-headed ass over here, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. No. I understand. I didn't. When Jay said you got to meet Mad Dog, I knew I was in for someone who had an incredibly descriptive and applicable nickname. So nice to meet you, Mad Dog. I'm glad you joined us today.
Come have a beer and some ribs with us one day.
Golly, I can. How long? Does anyone have any idea how long the drive is? I mean, what, 13, 14 hours? I can be there.
And you're in what, Topeka?
Well, I'm in Hutchinson, South Central. I'm probably closer to you than Topeka a little bit, or maybe six and a half dozen. I don't know.
You're maybe 8 hours.
All right. So that puts us at the ribs will be ready by 6 tonight, Mad Dog?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Let's talk Pug Rescue because I don't really understand the concept. I do in the sense that, you know, you're rescuing pugs that are in some form of a situation that's not good for them or that, you know, it's not always that they're not wanted. You know, you talked about an owner that passed away.
Right.
Give me a scenario. Give me a couple of scenarios on how this works.
All right. Let me tell you about the first time that I worked with Cheryl and Mad Dog. Two little boys, pugs, obviously. 11 years old. They are from here in Memphis, and they've been together their entire life. Their owner had passed away, and Flash and Speedy, that's their names. Flash can't walk. He's got a little wheelchair, and he's going blind. Well, he's pretty much blind. They come in to rescue. You know, they've been together their whole life. All they've ever known is one family, one smell, you know, and each other. And they come in to rescue after this situation, and Mad Dog and Cheryl tried for how long to home them?
Year.
Close to a year to find these boys a home together. And most people, you know, they take Speedy. Speedy's completely fine and healthy, but they couldn't take Flash because of his issues. Or if they had the patience and the time to take Flash, you know, they couldn't deal with Speedy. So it got to a point to where everybody thought that the boys were going to have to be split up and adopted out separate. And, you know, that just pulled at my heartstrings. I can play hard all I want to and potty mouth and all of that, but you start talking, you know, pugs that have been together for years like that, and you get me. So I go to what I know best, which is social media, Twitter, Facebook, and all that, and I find this lovely lady who I know, not like I'm just sending dogs out to people that I don't know, Leslie down in Louisiana, and I put their story out there, and Leslie's an avid animal lover. She jumps up and she's like, you know what, I got to have them. And I'm like, Leslie, I want you to do some soul searching and thinking on this. This is a life-changing thing, you know. Every time Flash needs food, you're going to have to take him food and lay down on the floor with him. Every time Flash has to go outside to potty, you're going to have to pick him up, carry him outside, and hold him up until, you know, he does his business. And she thinks about it. She's like, I want him. I'm, you know, it's it. A lot of people said, you know, he's in that situation. Why not go ahead and put him down and put him out of his misery? I can tell you right now, Flash stayed with me for a while until we got him to Louisiana. There was not a happier boy ever. His little tail would wag 90 to nothing. He could care less if he couldn't walk. Hell, he had people waiting on him hand and foot. They fed him. They took him water right to his bed. We would take him outside to potty. Speedy and Flash are really what put the drive in me to step into this and see how far I can take it, because up until, you know, social media has hit rescues and things like that, we've basically relied on local people in our town. And, you know, a lot of times these are the same people that have sent them to the shelters because they got too old, or, you know, put them out in the backyard to deal with the elements because they got old and they started, you know, going to the bathroom in the house, and they have so much life left. They don't deserve that. You know, Speedy and Flash, they've been together their entire life. When it came up that they might get separated, hell, I was ready to bring them to my own house and keep them there just so, you know, Flash had no vision. His hearing was going. He couldn't walk around. His family was nowhere to be seen anymore. He didn't know what happened to him. And the only thing he had left was his smell, his brother. After 11 years, you can't take that away from him, you know, not right at the very end.
Right.
So, you know, that has fueled my fire to jump in, bring the social media aspect into it, and run wild with it.
Here's 2 points that I want to make real quick. And one of them, I think y'all take the right way. I hope you do. I'm probably... Okay, I'm just going to come right out and say it. I think that, like, I'm probably the thought to put him down would have crossed my mind.
Right.
All right? Okay, I'm that guy. But here's the difference, or here's the thing that I think is important for the people that are like me out there to understand. What you're doing is, I mean, in my opinion, it's like the epitome of the American dream. You have this thing that you believe in, and instead of sitting back and posting on Facebook how horrible it is that these dogs are not being treated the way, you know, however, not being treated whatever way, you're fixing it,
right?
You're doing it. And that's what I'm an animal lover, but at the same time, I'm probably a little bit of a coarse, gruff guy sometimes. But the point that I want to make about this, the point I try to make with my show all the time, is you're doing it. You're living the American dream. You're taking the fact that you live in America, you saw a problem, and, you know, this goes all the way back to Cheryl and Mad Dog when they saw a problem, and whoever started it went out and fixed an issue that they were passionate about. And this is going to lead right into the second point. But I can't imagine that social media used properly has just had a gigantic effect on these efforts, right? I mean, is it not just amazing what you've accomplished and then what you dream you can accomplish too on being able to make these connections?
Let me tell you, this is Cheryl again. Let me tell you what a difference it has made to us. As I said, we've been.
Hey, Cheryl. So you know, as far as Mad Dog's voice is concerned, you don't ever have to introduce yourself again. Okay. We all know it's you.
Well,
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
For the first 12 years that we did rescue, we relied on picking up the phone and trying to get a hold of somebody. We heard about a pug in a shelter. Can you pull it? Do you have a place to go? Because we're all volunteers, most people have regular full-time jobs. So they'd be sitting at their desk and calling people, there's a pug at the shelter. Can somebody go get it? And so you were lucky if you could save maybe 1 in 10 of them. But now with social media, you put it out there, and you've got all kinds of people. Well, today's my day off. I'll go get the pug. I can take it. I'll take it to the vet. We'll find it a foster home. We put it out on Facebook or Twitter. Hey, I need somebody who can take in this pug until we find it a permanent home. Then we put it out there. Really increased the number of animals that we're able to save. Last year, we had one-third of the pugs that we rescued, we pulled out of shelters or were found stray, and we weren't unable to find their owners. One-third of them were owner surrenders. Either the owner passed away or the family, for some reason or another, could no longer deal. When the economy went bad and people
sure.
were forced to move when they couldn't take their dogs with them, we got them that way. And then one-third of them came from puppy mills. Now, we don't get the puppies. We get the parents.
Right.
After they're done selling off the puppies, what do they do with the parents? Well, we would take them in and then try to give them a real home as opposed to living in a crate and just producing puppies. But social media, without social media, we could not reach the sheer numbers. And Jay has taken that way beyond what we ever thought about. Like he said earlier, we have adopted out to Canada, to South Carolina, to Florida. We just took one in. Where was that from? Nevada and Philadelphia, cross country. And that's all because of social media.
The other question I have, does it ramp up? It's a good thing, but does it increase? Are you getting more contacts about pugs needing rescue because of social media as well? I mean, do you see what I'm saying? Like, all we've talked about so far is how it's made it easier to get them into a home. Has social media ramped up the number of people contacting you with dogs that need rescued?
Yeah. But not only has it brought in more that need rescue, like, for example, I'll tell you my schedule as soon as we're done with the radio show where I'm going today. It's also opened up a whole other level of people who would look for it. I'll give you a perfect example. A couple of months ago, there was a little stray dog, Sam Cooper, is what we named him. Cheryl just kind of touched on him a minute ago as far as going to Canada. This was a stray pug, that was hit by a car on a really big intersection here in Memphis, taken to the animal shelter or animal hospital, fixed up. I get him, I take him home, and I'll never forget it. Cheryl says, now, Jay, he's a mix. He may be really hard to place. And I'm like, you know what? We got this. And I have a group of people on Facebook. I'll just go ahead and say it. They're called Pug Sluts. You can ask questions about that later.
Okay.
One of the ladies in that group, her name's Lise. She's got a pug named Winston. Lise lives in Vancouver, Canada, which Vancouver is over Washington. As soon as I put Sam's picture up, Lise contacts me and she's like, "That's the one I've been waiting on." And we start working it out and looking at the logistics of, well, nobody's ever said that we can't take one to Canada. So the group gets on there and starts raising money, and before I know it, Lise is flying to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Sorry. And she flies down here, spends the weekend with us, and take Sam Cooper back, and he's living the big life now in Vancouver, Canada. So just to answer your question, yes, we are getting a lot more dogs right now than, you know, because of social media. But at the same time, we have a whole other audience out there of people who are ready to take these dogs and find them a great home.
I think, seriously, it's who do you know, Lola Pug or at Small Black Pug on Twitter?
I sure do.
They just tweeted, Mama's listening to the only Jay Grant talk about the amazing use of social media to save pug lives on Cody Talks, period. Be the change, Jay.
All right.
And I don't know if she actually knows the Gandhi quote, or if she's just read that, but Gandhi has a quote that is, and I'm going to jack it up, but it's be the change you want in the world, something like that. And to me, that's the most inspirational thing out of this that I think as Americans we've gotten, and when I say we, I'm guilty of it too, that we've gotten lazy and we just like to bitch about things that we don't like or things that we want to see changed. And then that morphs into being mad at politicians because they're not fixing it for us.
Right.
You know, and that's what I really want to applaud here. And you know, the amazing thing to me is what social media has done. It's also created just hordes of slacktivists who now just sit on social media all day long and gripe about the things that they don't like and blame it on either Obama and the Democrats not making it happen or the Republicans not making it happen. But what I wish people would realize is social media has given us the power, and not that, I don't want this to sound like Cheryl and Mad Dog's cause was hopeless before. You know, I know they did a lot of good, and were accomplishing their mission. Social media actually gives you the power to, like, have a goal of there being way less pugs that need rescued in 5 years. You know, to actually make a big dent in this problem. Because of the way that the increase in magnitude of the things that you can accomplish, right?
Absolutely. It's opened whole new doors. I mean, for example, you know, celebrities and superstars from all over the country can get in on this. Canada has a huge singer named Jan Arden. Jan is a friend of mine on Instagram. And every single time I post a pug rescue picture, she's on there commenting, she's on there liking it. We had an issue come up one time with one in East Tennessee that we needed transport. And Jan Arden, this big singer in Canada, says, hold on, let me call my friends down there and let me see, you know, what I can do. That blew my mind. Like, it has nothing to, you know, it takes us to a whole other place. And it can only go up from here.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool things being accomplished. And the ability for people to so focus on a niche, and find, you know, I love when people become passionate about a really specific thing and go after it. And you have, I mean, you've not chosen animal rescue. You've not chosen dog rescue. You narrowed it all the way down to a niche. And the joy of that is again, actually to, like, really make a dent in the problem, as opposed to kind of just being this, you know, we're always going to have animal rescue. And you really don't, maybe you do. I don't want to sound pessimistic. When you get into the big generic things, it's very hard to have this goal of eliminating the problem. It's just like, we're going to provide a permanent Band-Aid application service for the problem.
Right.
Anyway, that kind of stuff inspires me, especially when people use social media like you do, which my real job that I actually get, you know, I pay the bills with is communications consulting for business and organizations. And I've used you as a reference before, in the sense that you just talk to people and you create relationships. And relationships and engagement are such overused buzzwords in social media consulting, but they're the most applicable, that you created all these relationships that allows you to accomplish anything. It's really not a tech savvy I don't know how tech savvy you actually are, Jay, but that's not what you're good at on social media. Anyone can type and hit send on a tweet.
Right, I'm good at bullshitting.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. But people, and it's amazing how people can then get a sense of how genuine it is.
Right.
You know, and then they get that, and then you come on, you know, with 1% of your tweets and ask for a favor or some help with something. And it's like I said before, man, if, you know, I would be pissed if you drove through Hutchinson, Kansas, and didn't call me to have a beer or ribs, and now you got to bring Mad Dog and Cheryl with you.
Right.
And I've never spoken a word to you in my life other than on Twitter and maybe some Facebook. It's because of a genuineness that allows you to have this network that then allows you to accomplish real tangible things. I could hire you out as a social media guru for clients of mine who just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you know, going back to the pug groups that I'm in, all that started with actress Mackenzie Phillips. You know, she was on, countless TV shows. Mackenzie is an avid pug rescuer. She has pugs. She's had pugs. If anybody saw her, the show, the Celebrity Rehab show that she was on, one of the episodes, she actually had to put her baby down. I was introduced to Mackenzie back when I first got around pugs, and because of Mackenzie, I got to meet these two ladies in Indiana named Jessica and Vicky, and they're actually the ones that pulled me into the pug slug. Now, we should probably talk about the pug slug. It's not exactly what it sounds like. These aren't slugs. I mean, some of them are probably questionable, but, you know, whatever. This is a group of people on Facebook, men, women, whatever, and they are, I can't tell you how incredibly fantastic they are. They go out of their way to help pugs. Half of them have done transports for me in totally different states. Not ever meeting these people before, I have been to Vicky's house 3, 4, 5 times already, just kind of like what you said. You know, I made it a point to drive 7, 8 hours to Indianapolis to stay there with her. All of this is from social media. All of these dogs that we're saving now and these connections and these relationships that we're making are through social media. And, you know, it's incredible. What else can we do? That, you know, that's what I want to. I don't get paid to do this. You know, we take donations. We have fundraisers and things like that. Every single dime of that goes to rescuing animals. I'm not in this for the glitz, for the glamour. I'm not in it for a competition. I will work with any other rescue, be it pug rescue, poodle rescue, you know, whatever. Anything that I can do to help out, to use my voice, I'm ready to do that.
Yeah,
I have social media to thank for that.
Well, you do. You're right. About 10% of it. You have 90% of your personality and genuineness to thank for that. Because quite honestly, if they'd have made you sit at a phone bank and call people, you would have accomplished it too, just not on the same magnitude that social media makes it possible. I mean, and there's so many people that are going to listen to this and watch this and think, man, I just need to get a Twitter account and I'll tweet 1,000 links a day to my organization's webpage,
right.
And we'll kill it. And no, you won't. You won't. No one will pay attention to you because
exactly
you look like a typical marketer that does nothing but blast their products at people's faces, and you're not willing to take the time to make relationships.
That's exactly right. That's the key part of this is meeting these people, kind of like Leslie with Speedy and Flash. I knew her from Twitter. I knew what kind of like what she likes and what she didn't like. And you get that relationship, and then you can roll that into, okay, this dog has this issue, so they would be a good fit for this person. You can't just get on there, oh, good Lord, I see it all day long. People who get on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, and just constantly roll out, save this one, save that one, and save that one. And that's great, you know, you're getting the story out, and maybe you might get one bite on that. But I try to not do that so much. As far as concentrate, you know, I may share a picture on Facebook or send it out or something like that, but I already have a plan B in motion. You know, I've got a, who's near this dog? or if they're cross country, kind of like the pugs we set up yesterday in the national group, that we flew from Reno, Nevada to Philadelphia, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's an amazing story. I mean, it's just incredible.
That's incredible. The guy's brother lived somewhere in Nevada, and the man had died. His friend went over and got the man's pug, and the brother, who is in Philadelphia, contacted. We've got a national group called National, it's on Facebook, National Pug Rescue Network that I set up a few weeks ago. We started working with people across the country to get a caravan going of this person will drive so many hours, this person will drive so many hours to get them up to Philadelphia. And then right at the end, I had this lady who's a flight attendant friend of mine named Erica. Erica rescues dogs all over. Erica's like, well, hold on. Let's just get on a plane with Delta, fly out to Reno, pick these dogs up, and fly them back. She takes a friend of hers who's also a flight attendant, and they fly these dogs in cabin. You know, they're not going under, like, cargo. Like, this was a big deal for us.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you know, we got this man's brother's dogs all the way from Nevada to Philadelphia, just, again, with social media.
Yeah. Incredibly cool. Hey, real quick, I want to run through a couple of things that sort of coming in on social media here. Do you know Lee Stevens in Joplin?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Lee posted on my Facebook page. He just put, pugs in Joplin are not is in all caps. Pugs in Joplin are not in danger. Jay right. will know. Right. Lee must be a passionate pug guy in Joplin.
That's what she.
Oh, I'm sorry. The picture is a dog. So I made an assumption. I'm sorry, Lee. Please don't.
Lee and I have a lot in common. Jeremy, the guy who's here with us, he helps me out in Huntington. He rescues the big breed dogs. And he has St. Bernards and Great Pyrenees. So our house has got pugs and Great Pyrenees and St. Bernards. Well, Lee, who lives in Kansas, Lee rescues pugs and St. Bernards also. So that's how I know her. She's kind of like my arm in this.
Hold on. What the hell kind of combination is pugs and St. Bernards? Is it so the St. Bernards can carry 10 or 15 pugs for you? I mean, that's the craziest combination of dogs I've ever seen in my life.
Have you ever met a pug? Are you kidding me? Trust me. The pugs run the St. Bernard, okay?
Yeah, I kind of get that. I kind of wondered if that's why you weren't attached to pugs. Was there a... their bossiness. Do you know Holly Gomez from Vista, California?
I sure do. She's my California and Arizona connection. She's helped me. She pulled one a couple of days ago from a shelter named Baby, and I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that Holly went to transport Bear, not Baby. She went to transport Bear, and I think Bear has found his forever home with her. I don't think she's going to let Bear go.
Holly posted on my Facebook page, it just in all caps says, hell yeah, pug sluts. So I'll get to explain that to my mother a little later if she's not listening live to the show. Also, on my page on Cody Talks, there's a comment that I want to let you know about that says, my question is for Jay, how can people that can't actually rescue or foster help? So make sure somebody takes the time to go to Cody Talks and post a comment there to let them know. I would assume if they're listening, is there information on the Mid-South Pugs website about making a donation or
absolutely
joining? You know, another thing that it's hard, I talk to a lot of nonprofits about using social media. Someone getting involved in your group to spread the word is just as valuable to accomplishing the mission as sending you $50.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's another joy of social media is people that want to help that maybe aren't in a situation. You know, there's people out there in this economy that are in a situation where they shouldn't take a dog in right now because there are some expense. But they can post on Facebook for you. They can tweet for you and spread the word. So I just wanted to let you know that comment is there if you want to get in and respond to that. But if you're listening, anonymous, who didn't take the time to log in and put their name, that's fine. But if you're listening, anonymous, one thing that you can do, I'm sure, is get involved in spreading the word about Mid-South Pug Rescue. And then I would imagine that it's like incredibly fulfilling. It would be for me to get involved. And then maybe, you know, you're almost just dying to be that first, to get that first success where your Facebook post was the one that placed this pug. That would be kind of a driving factor that gives you a great sense of satisfaction for these folks.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. And most of the pugs that, well, even with the national page, most of the pugs that we're getting right now, it's pugs that people like Lee have found and people like Holly have found, and they go pick up and we place them. And that's it. It's them getting on, doing the legwork, finding these dogs, getting their story and putting it out there to us. There's a lady in Louisiana named Dee who, Dee contacted us through the national page a couple of weeks ago about two more seniors. You know, these were her friend's nephew's dogs. For whatever reason, the family couldn't keep them anymore. Sam and Molly. Molly is 10 years old and blind, and Sam is 7 years old. They've been together their entire life. It was kind of another situation to where, you know, the family didn't really know what to do, and they were fixing to have to go look towards shelters and pounds. Dee contacts us. Just by pure chance, I had a friend named Cheryl who was driving up from Louisiana the next day, and she gets in with a friend of mine named Lisa. Lisa and Cheryl get together. They pick these two dogs up. They drive them to me in Tennessee. They've been at my house for a couple of weeks now. I find them a home with Susan in Oklahoma. And as soon as we get off the air today, Cody, Jeremy and I are driving these two dogs to Oklahoma. Well, we're going to Springfield, Missouri. She's meeting us from Oklahoma, but, you know, you get the point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the connection thing is amazing. My show's Facebook page has turned into a plethora of pug profile pictures giving Jay shout outs. Deborah from New York.
Yes.
Rachel Pullman. She doesn't have a location there, but
she's in Philly.
Philly. Oh yeah, she does too, because it says Philly pugs love you, Jay. You have several human fans across the world, and then I think thousands of
Let me tell you about Rachel for a second. Rachel is, speaking of people who volunteer, who, you know, you take one, a dog in, or foster a dog or transport, Rachel goes around social media, on Facebook mostly, and sets up rescue auctions. We just had one, and it ended, what, last week, Cheryl? Our auction ended last week. And how this works is Rachel goes around and finds all of these people. They donate items out of their closet. You know, it could be dog stuff, leashes, clothes. It could be pictures. It could be anything, Avon products, whatever. These people find around their house. They take a picture of it, and they send it to Rachel. Rachel puts it on our auction page, and we auction these items off. We ship them all over the world, and then the rescue gets money. And to kind of give you an idea of a way to help, that's a fantastic way to help. Our auction brought in over $3,500.
Wow.
I can tell you how many dogs that's going to save, you know. That money right there is allowing me to take these two seniors today and drive them to a new home almost, you know, in Oklahoma.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about trying to do that auction 20 years ago when you were relying on the people in your hometown to come to a pug rescue auction.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you're talking about a $150 fundraiser as opposed to a $35. I'm not knocking your hometown. Any hometown, it's crazy what that's done for you. Barbara Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Barbara said you also helped her rescue a Japanese chin.
Yep. She lives in New York, and she found Barbara's a friend of mine through Twitter, and she found a Japanese chin here in Memphis on eBay, of all places. And I'm not talking about eBay Classified. I'm talking about buy it now, place a bid eBay. And she rescues the Japanese chin. I tell her, look, go ahead, do what you got to do, get the dog, we'll make sure it's safe. Cheryl actually met the breeder, picked the dog up. Yes, in Millington, Tennessee. She drove the dog to me, or to my roommate in Jackson, and then the dog stayed with me for a couple of weeks until we could fly it up to New York. And now it's with Barbara in New York, where he'll be forever.
Yeah, that's incredible stuff, man. And really, it's inspiring to me. If anyone wants to help, again, it's midsouthpugs.org.
Right.
There's also a link. If you go to Cody Talks, right below the video on this episode, there's a link there if you have trouble spelling Mid, South, or Pugs and can't get it all worked out. And not more so, but equally the story that I want to convey so that it ties in with my non-pug rescue viewers is that whole Gandhi quote. I've written blog post after blog post about the Gandhi quote of be the change you want to be in the world. And this is – it's just proof positive that if someone said, you know, there's a lot of people in the world that would laugh at you if you said, I'm going to start an organization that rescues pugs around the nation and now internationally, at least you're international. You went to Canada. You know, there's people that would say that's crazy. And then there's a whole nother group of people that would try to convince their congressman to spend $100 million to start some fruitless, worthless government program to rescue pugs. And instead, you just went out and did it.
Right.
And that's awesome.
The government should concentrate more on making legislation against puppy mills and backyard breeders to where they have to have licenses, and government agencies should have to come in and inspect these places to make our jobs a lot easier. As a nonprofit organization, we have to pay money to set all of this up. It takes money to, you know, to go around and do all of this stuff. There's no reason why the government should not have legislation set in place to make these puppy mills against the law. You know, make it to where, you know, hell, you've got to have a license to buy a gun. Why can you just get on Craigslist and sell a dog? Why can you just get on eBay and give a dog away? Why can you take them by the truckloads in your backyard, put them in kennels that they never come out of, and abuse them their entire life just to put out puppies and then throw them away when you're done? We're the ones who go in and clean that mess up after these people are done like that. Yeah, the government should stay out of rescuing. They should get more into controlling the other end of it, the breeding and the puppy mills.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100% with the what it all boils down to, it's the same problem. I think it's a huge problem, at least in our hometown, with cats.
Right.
You know, and cats are like rabbits. You almost have to proactively prevent them from breeding as opposed to just worrying about eliminating breeding operations. But the point is, you have those passionate thoughts about what the government should do, but you didn't just sit at your house and gripe about that. You went out, and all of you there, especially Mad Dog, you know, and he's inspired me, and I want some of it. Mad Dog, are you going to make the ribs, or are you going to buy me ribs? I want you making the ribs.
I don't have to leave the ribs.
Yeah, she had to leave the ribs.
Well, you answer it. Would Mad Dog make me ribs, or is he just going to buy me ribs?
Well, he should probably take me to the rendezvous.
Yeah, take you to the rendezvous, downtown Memphis.
Okay, perfect. I'm in. I'm coming.
Oh, by the way, I got to tell you, Cody, I just got a text message. Blake's Aussie girl on Twitter.
Yeah, she posted it on Twitter that she's anonymous.
Yeah, she said, tell Cody to bite me, I'm anonymous.
Yeah, she put on Twitter, I am anon and I'm too lazy to log in. And I tried to be sweet and I put, no, not lazy, now we know you did it. But knowing Meredith, the bite me doesn't surprise me at all. So no worries. Anyway, don't forget you, Jay. Don't forget to get on. Is Lori McLaughlin your Canada connection?
She's one of them.
Because she got on from and posted. I'm trying to give people the shout-outs that they deserve, but there's just too many of them on the Facebook page. So check out my Facebook page if you want to do some responding and thank yous. For those out there listening, someone just said, Buck Max Mineral, Chris on Twitter.
Right.
Said, I wish that the only Jay Grant would have warned me that pugs are obnoxious prima donnas with the attitude of a pit bull.
Hey, I tried to tell you. I told you, bring it. Come, let me come get it. No, you took him home. You fell in love. The family fell in love. Hey, it happens. Trust me, I started with one, okay? Every time I rescue one and get one to the house, I'm like, I don't think I can adopt this one out. I'm up to five.
It's
called a Pugatoo.
That's great. You've got a name for it. Vicky Smith, the Pug Posse on Twitter, put pugs suffer from Napoleon syndrome. They think they're bigger than they are. I've seen that in pugs before, where they kind of like a cat, where they look at you like, you know what? I run this house, and you're gonna do. A pug has that same look as a cat can sometimes.
You have no idea. Trust me.
All right. Hey, man, listen, I want to recap real quick that if folks are interested, the show was supposed to be 25 minutes long, and we're at the 46-minute mark now, but it's been awesome stuff. If folks want to help, want to find out more, midsouthpugs.org.
Right.
And there's so many things you can do, and there's a ton of things that you can do to help a cause like this that do not involve you getting your checkbook out.
Right.
Now, at the same time, if you have the urge, don't hesitate to get your checkbook out. Because it's much appreciated and needed, I'm sure. But don't let that stop you from getting involved, going out, helping spread the word. You have this cool network that has the potential to actually solve a problem as opposed to creating it or making it worse or just standing on the sidelines, which may be the worst possible thing that you can do about something that you care about. But Jay, Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us. Someone tell Mad Dog when they see him next to thank you for joining us as well. I hope that we did some good. I hope that we inspired some people. The Twitter and Facebook conversation is literally just going crazy. I'll be here on my computer for anyone that wants to continue talking. There's Kurt Lynn. Kurt Lynn came in and said he's late for a meeting because he's sitting in the car listening. So,
Kurt is actually the one who introduced me to Mackenzie Phillips. So Kurt's pretty much the one who lit this flame way back when. He's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah, he's I've someone that I've never met but have known for a long time on Twitter and tweets great stuff. Also on the Cody Talks page underneath the video is a link to Jay's Twitter. I think Jay is one of the best just personal users of Twitter that I've known in the 5 years that I've been on Twitter. Just a straight guy, straight shooter that isn't constantly marketing to you, but allows you the opportunity to help with things.
Right. Constant marketing doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it just drives people off.
Right. It's annoying. It's annoying to me, and I'm in this business.
Anyway, thanks again. I'd love to have you back on the show sometime, man. These success stories of using a network and using social media are really what this show's about. And you made it entertaining as well. And you guys are great. And keep kicking ass at what you're doing.
Well, thank you. We've had a great time. And if I could close out by telling everybody that's listening, please, please, spay and neuter your pets. It's not just something Bob Barker said to get off TV every day. It saves lives. It saves us work. It saves everything. You know, pay attention to what you're feeding your dogs. Don't feed them just any shit. Same with treats. You know, get good quality treats. PugsInTheKitchen.com, they sell good ones. They're $2, $3 a pack. You know, take care of your animals because they're family. And when something comes up and you can't take care of them anymore, think about Pug Rescue. Think about, you know, Poodle Rescue, whatever. Give us a call and let us step in and help because, you know, it's not over until it's over. And as long as there's life left in them, we're here to help.
Awesome, man. Awesome stuff. Awesome use of social media. Cool people doing cool things. Great episode. And thanks so much, man. We'll have you on again. Thanks, Cheryl.
No problem. Thanks for having us, Cody.
You bet. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
For everyone out there listening, we still on? For everyone out there listening, follow him up. Do something. Go on Twitter and tell Jay just thanks for being involved or get on Mid-South Pugs and join one of their groups and just use 5 minutes of your time a month to help a cause that's so easy to help. And not to mention, they make it so fun because they're such cool folks to be around and communicate. Thanks for joining us today. keep the conversation going on facebook.com/CodyTalks or at Cody Talks on Twitter. We love to talk with you and have a conversation. We'll see you on Sunday for the radio show. Bye now. Cody Talks.